Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. Simon, always a pleasure welcoming you to the program. The president has announced the end of combat and the combat mission in Iraq as he shifts U.S. foreign policy focus. What do you have for us, Simon?
Yes, good morning. And this comes on the heels of President Biden's decision to pull U.S. forces out of Afghanistan. Well, now there's this news from Iraq that the combat mission will conclude by the end of this year. This is a mission that began in 2014 when ISIS emerged. And now the president has set a timeline for ending these combat operations. It doesn't mean U.S. forces are leaving. It's not a withdrawal like Afghanistan. We think there's about 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq today. That number may go down a bit or it may stay roughly the same. The White House is instead talking about a change of mission and a strict shift to only advising and training Iraq's security forces.
Well, you know, the goal has always been to defeat ISIS, and it seems, unfortunately, in the past, if we don't have the pressure, if we can't keep the pressure on these various networks, if you will, they just come back. They're like cockroaches.
Well, keeping the pressure on is perhaps why this, you know, sizable contingent of 2,500 or so is potentially going to stay there. You know, it is strategically helpful for the U.S. to have a military presence in a friendly Iraq, with an idea of watching ISIS first of all, but also maybe containing Iran, supporting U.S. troops who are in Syria, a few hundred of them across the border in Syria. And, you know, ISIS is not the threat that it was 7 years ago, you know, racing across Iraq and Syria, capturing territory, but it does still have hundreds, maybe thousands of guerrilla fighters. Now, the change is that Iraq's prime minister has stressed in recent days that even though Iraq faces these continuing threats, he says Iraq no longer needs American combat troops to fight those battles. Now, in reality, we don't think U.S. troops have been going out on combat missions with Iraqi forces for some time. They've really been, it seems, in this training and an advisory role already. So this is perhaps a change of language, and it's perhaps largely aimed at helping Iraq's prime minister, because Mustafa al-Kadhimi has elections coming up in October, and rival political parties aligned with Iran want U.S. forces out of Iraq. So at least this way he can say, yes, they're not leaving the country, but they're no longer a combat presence.
Well, this started, remember, then-President Barack Obama announced a withdrawal of troops from the country in 2011. They returned in 2014 to help combat Islamic State terrorists. With a little history, American troops and their coalition allies first invaded Iraq in 2003, the whole idea being that it was believed that Saddam Hussein had developed weapons of mass destruction. Of course, he had plenty of time to hide them or get rid of them, so those weapons were never found. It is an important reminder that President Biden voted to authorize force against Iraq as a senator and even joined then-President George W. Bush in the White House East Room when he signed the resolution. President Bush did. But then Biden later criticized how the Bush administration handled the war, so politics never far from all of these stories, and it'll be fascinating to see what happens as we truly get out of Afghanistan and Iraq at this point. Anything else, Simon, we need to know?
No, I mean, I think you've got it there, Paul. It's a very different mission to the 2003 invasion. This one focused on that, you know, shocking terror threat that emerged in 2014. They were pretty friendly, though, at the White House yesterday, the president and the Iraqi prime minister. President Biden said his administration is committed to strengthening relations with Iran, and Prime Minister al-Kadhimi said he wanted to thank the American people on behalf of all Iraqi people.
All right. Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. Nice job, as always. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Paul.
7:55 at 7:60, WJR.